At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome in, my friends. Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, all in studio, all ready to go, all refreshed after shooting fireworks and eating lots of food. At least that's what I did.
Of course. I mean, what else can you do?
Drink a lot of beer.
Well, that would have become a little dangerous with me and the kids and fireworks. So,
yeah,
not a good mix.
I celebrated responsibly.
Yeah,
I
kind of had to. I think we were riding down to Orange Beach when it seemed like all the pitching staff left, and so kind of had to let it out on some good old cold Budweisers on the beach.
You can join in with us on the text message line at 662-426-1093, where I am sure there'll be some questions about that. We'll get into those as the next segment will just be the three talking heads here in what we like to call a round table. And then Jake Thompson's going to join us at 6:30 to get into some discussion as well. So we'll take those text messages at 662-426-1093, and then we'll have lots of other things to get into as well.
No, Deion Smith is not here yet.
Okay, so the first person from 662 who texted in, you just heard the answer.
Chucky, is he going to make it in?
I think the confidence is still high, but it's just he's having to finish some online courses to bring his GPA up. The stint at LSU killed him academically.
Sure.
Had all Fs.
Yep.
He had to bring this GPA up to transfer. And he's graduated from junior college.
Sure.
But he still has to have a higher GPA. So that's what he's working on. And the confidence is high that he'll finish it up and be here in August. But he's not here yet. So I just wanted to answer the question.
So August is when they're hoping to have all this done now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Now, some people have heard that they're trying to get him in second semester summer school, but I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, I believe that's already started, hasn't it? He used to start first of
second July. Semester? I don't know about
second session. Yeah.
I think, didn't it start today?
I don't know. I've been a long time since I was a student.
You were a student for a long time, though.
No doubt about that, too. I had a rocky start my first semester, too. Not quite that bad, but just about that bad.
First part of the program brought to you, as always, by First South Farm Credit. They can help you. They have over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. And now the five things out of Yancey's brain. It comes to you from Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham.
Yeah, thought number one. I don't know what to say about what transpired over the past week for the Ole Miss baseball program. They lost their Friday and Saturday starters, projected closer, and their midweek starter all in 1 week. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like this in the Bianco era. Thought number two, the word momentum is a killer when it goes against you. It's imperative that the Ole Miss baseball program start reeling in some big-time pitchers in the near future. If they don't, they will have to hope and pray they can get back the majority out of Hunter Elliott, Revis, Nichols, Mallets, and Spencer. If not, next season could be over before it even starts. Thought number three. I know many were and are still worried about the recent decommitment from number one tailback in the country, Nikhil Adair, out of Quitman County, Mississippi. But in the end, I still love Ole Miss's chances. Remind me of what I said about this situation on signing day. Thought number four, on to football. We have probably dedicated too much time to baseball on the Rebel Yell Hotline when you take into account that the Rebels are approaching their most anticipated season in the modern day era. I'm starting to smell the grass on the practice fields, and I'm hearing the whistles blowing. Football season cannot get here fast enough. And thought number five, my sleeper game that no one is talking about, that needs to, is Wake Forest. This game scares me to death because, one, nobody's talking about it, and two, the Demon Deacons, as I look into their football team, are supposed to be pretty darn good this season. And that's it.
Well, if we lose to the Demon Deacons, we ain't going to the college football playoff.
Well, look, Chucky, they got a really, really good coaching staff there, and they've got some good portal guys, and I've been reading into some of the clippings of what their coaches are saying, and nothing is thought on. Last year, they were a little bit disappointing, and inside that IPF over there, they're expecting a really salty team. And, you know, Wake Forest I see it every year. You know, they upset big-time teams at home, Gary.
Was this reading of Wake Forest during your celebration times over the 4th of July?
No, it was not.
Okay.
It was actually on my ride down there when I was bored, and my good wife was driving me all the way down there.
I've been to Winston-Salem a couple of times. Last time Ole Miss went there with the decent football team then.
Call that pass interference call. Yeah. And it was not pass interference. Get the 54-yard field goal, I believe it was, after Ole Miss scored with 29 seconds left.
Yeah, that's correct.
Which thought they were going to win the game.
We'll come back and we'll continue our discussion together in just a few. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. You can message us at 662-426-1093. Get those text messages in. We'll jump on those in the next segment. Talk about some injuries, and then Jake Thompson from the Ole Miss Spirit will join us at around 6:30 or so. Still with some recruiting. We'll have SEC and Ole Miss news. We'll have the good, bad, and ugly all before the program is over.
Yeah, Chucky, the baseball, you know, this doom and gloom, and I've been upset about it too. I was just thinking that Friday, Saturday lefty, you know, with Doyle and Mendez and the disappointment of that. And then, you know, somewhat there with JT Quinn and Sonia, but you've gotten some good news from sources about some of the players that could be returning, the injury guys. Kind of go over what you just heard.
Well, I mean, they're thinking they're going to get the vast majority of Spencer, Revis, Elliott, Nichols, and Maddox. I mean, and if they get four out of those five,
I think
you're back on. Yeah.
The draft is huge.
The
draft is huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know the Grove Collective has been talking to all five of them, and they're all open to that conversation with the Grove Collective. So, yeah, it's going to come down to the draft. But I think the baseball program's got a little momentum now with those outfielders that they've got committed.
Really good outfielders, and then they got three or four coming in, high school guys that are special in the outfield. I really like what they're bringing in, position guys. They got three big time pitchers that are coming in. Not a lot of depth guys that I hear that are ready to contribute this year outside of those three pitchers, but position players. This kind of reminds me of that 16 class. Obviously, a lot of that's going to go on the draft. Who stays? You got to have some luck, right?
Right.
16 class with Dylan and Kessinger and that whole group there, Graham and all of them bench. The they got lucky with the draft, and the ones that did get drafted decided to come back. And I wonder if some of these players leaving, Chucky, you know, the guys and these most, you know, two of them were just there a year. Talking about Mendez and Doyle. You know, if the guys that have been there around, like Elliott and Nichols and Maddox and all those guys, Revis, you know, if those guys are a little bit offended and pissed off, so quite frankly, about it, it's like, let's come back together to show them that this is Ole Miss baseball, if it could be like a unifying, a rally cry, so to speak.
I wouldn't know that, but I'd say that's highly unlikely, considering that right now all they care about is money. How much money are they going to get? What are you going to pay me?
Well, I mean,
did see a couple of guys on social media with Furness and Randall that did speak out.
Yeah.
And but for the most part, Chuck is correct. It's a show me the money situation with everybody.
Really? It is. Yeah. It is.
Well, you can't blame them.
No, absolutely not.
No. That's why it's imperative that you know, the packages that Ole Miss makes it attractive to be able to keep the level of play that the fans want to see. That's not an excuse for Bianco and them at all. That's just a fact. You know, there's Texas Red has gotten up to close to $6 million now for their NIL for baseball. Tennessee's up at like $6.5 million. You know, there's teams are throwing around like what, you know, more than what basketball programs are right now for just the baseball program. And when you're competing against that, you know, it's hard to keep the Mendezes and Dole if they can double what you're getting here at Ole Miss. So it's imperative, again, you know, that we get that NIL where it needs to be for the baseball program.
I think our NIL is pretty good. It's not up there where you're talking about, but I don't think they've been turned down because of money yet.
So you think with Mendez and Doyle, especially those two guys, because Quinn probably needed a fresh start. Same with Grayson, right?
Yeah, Sonia, sure.
But those two guys, do you think they left? If they didn't leave because of money, why do you think they left?
No, I think they did leave because of money, but I'm saying I think we're competitive to a certain point, but not to that point. We're not putting out $6 million. Not putting out $6.5 million.
Yeah,
I can promise you that.
And LSU's a whole different story.
And we're not going to
Mariucci Bass.
You're dreaming if you think we're ever going to. It's just not going to happen because our bulk of our money's always going to go to football and basketball.
Well, okay. So tell me why basketball should be getting that kind of money and baseball doesn't, when you realize what baseball does compared to basketball for the city of Oxford, for Ole Miss, for the economy, for everything. It dwarfs what basketball does. So why would you put that much more money in basketball than baseball?
I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying that's what it is at Ole Miss. Football's number one, men's basketball's number two, baseball's number three, women's basketball's number four as far as investment, in my opinion, and I think it always will be.
That doesn't make sense for baseball to be behind basketball. It does at the average school, but at Ole Miss, you go to any business owner, you go to any realtor, you go to anything about basketball and baseball, and they will say basketball is pennies compared to baseball. Pennies for everybody.
For what the – well, then they need to come off the hip. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, most of the – probably 90 to 95% of the people, though, Chucky, are given to the Grove Collective. They don't say give it to basketball, give it to baseball. There are some that do that. I do that for baseball. I'll say that publicly. But most of the people are just given to the collective, and they distribute the funds where they see fit, right?
Well, and they feed it to trough first.
Yep.
Football feeds it to trough, number one.
Well, football is.
Basketball
is, yes.
Feeds it to trough second, and baseball feeds it to trough.
Which is obvious when you
I just disagree. At best, basketball and baseball should be on equal footing, to me, at best, because
well, they're
baseball,
not far. They're not that far off, but what? But neither one of them are at $6.5 million.
About five times more in hoops than baseball. That's a lot. That's a lot.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Maybe 2.5, 3 times right now.
Yeah, and you're paying 5 to 8 players for a 13-man roster in baseball. You got 40-man roster. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, look. So if that's going to be the attitude, then fans or the administration really doesn't need to be mad if 6th place, 7th place is about what you're striving to be. You know, but here's on the other end: Ole Miss spends more money on their program than anybody. When it came out of the 23 season, Ole Miss spent more money on baseball than any program, but we're not going to put up the NIL funds to match that. That makes zero sense.
Well, we had more NIL than several teams that did make the tournament.
Sure. Well, I mean, look, coaching does become a factor too. I mean, I'm not saying everything's NIL.
And I think we've kind of glossed over this pitching coach thing. I think this is a really important
issue. Huge. That's
really important.
That's why I'm so disappointed because of Mendez and Doyle, and then think what he could have done with JT Quinn and even Grayson, right? I mean, you know, that's what hurts so bad because you're like, what if they're going to elevate? I mean, by the end of the year, Doyle Mendez pitches as well as anybody, right? And then Quinn was all mental, and Sonia was all mental, but he was pitching better and better in the midweek role.
At times.
But he was getting better and better. You just love to see what he could have done with that group. Now, if Spencer Revis, Nichols, Maddox, and Hunter Elliott all come back, then all's washed, and it's good, you know, but the draft is going to be some nervous moments.
What if they're thinking Spencer can be a starter? Because he has started – until he got
who's going to be your closer?
That was going to be Quinn.
Quinn is a natural closer. He's so emotional. He loves to just, you know, he's not made to go 6-7 in. He's made to give it your all for one inning. So they could have done that with Spencer.
Well, what about this Calhoun kid? And they might need him. The Gale kid.
Yeah, Gale's going to have to get his control down. Calhoun is really more of a starting pitcher. I would think, you know, if things go bad for the draft, he could be a weekend guy. If not, he's got a good chance to be a midweek starter, I would think.
So the cover's not bare. I mean, that's what people think it is, and I disagree.
And that's why I think when you're talking about that 40-man roster, why you've heard the staff say they're going to go still with a lot of high school kids. You're not going to bring in half of your team like you can in basketball. You can bring in half your team in the portal.
Or more.
In baseball, you're not going to do it. You're going to bring in five to six, maybe, as you're seeing. They may go a little bit more than that.
This year they might, yeah.
They give those high school guys a chance to develop and get back to developing guys, because these portal guys are coming in and taking all the positions. The high school guys aren't getting the reps, and then they leave.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
We're in agreement. Text messages coming up next.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Six six two four two six one zero nine three. 662-426-1093. Jake Thompson's coming in on the other side of things. Cannon Cleary McGraw bringing our text messages to you. CCMOxford.com. If you're looking for something, and if you are looking for something, say, for football season or whatever, you might want to hurry up and grab them today at ccmoxford.com. Let me just say this, because I was out with the other job on location in Hernando, and there were multiple people that came up and asked the question, can you imagine a December playoff game in the city of Oxford. Obviously, Ole Miss fans coming up and saying things, and what the city, you mentioned it earlier, we probably haven't talked enough about football, what that would be like.
Be 150,000
people. Can you imagine?
At least.
You're hosting a Penn State or a Notre Dame, or you're hosting something like that in early December in Oxford. Mm-hmm.
Well, the five seed is going to host the non-Power 5 team, which a lot of people are talking about could be Memphis.
Yeah.
So that would be, I don't know, a little downer there to play Memphis in a playoff. Still be huge, but if you get to six, then you're getting a Power 5 team. But I hope Ole Miss gets the bye, quite frankly. It's 17 games is a long season. Long. I mean, we were talking about Logan Diggs, Chucky, and, it's like November. Do you bring him back or hold him for the next year? It's like you still got eight more games to go in the biggest games, right? Mm-hmm. The schedule really won't start till mid-November when usually you're right there at the end. I mean, that's five more games is a lot.
Text messenger wants to know about basketball. Do you expect to sign another big man in hoops before the season?
I don't. I think if one pops open, but I mean, I think it's water under the bridge now.
And it would have to be a grad transfer, right?
Yeah.
For them to even get in the portal this late. And I think Beard and the staff really like this positionless team concept, like he had at Texas Tech that made it the championship game. I think they got too bogged down. Didn't have guys at the four and five that could really stretch the field, the floor. And I think they want to get back to being able to stretch and not get so clogged down the middle.
I put it this way. I think we touched on it when we had Coach Flanagan on.
Yeah.
About having guys of not necessarily the like everybody 6'6 or 6'5, but could switch and do a lot more than they did in the past. And I go back to the old Golden State, what they called lineup of death, where they, yes, they had a small Steph Curry.
Right.
But then they had Klay Thompson, who was big, Kevin Durant, who was big, guys who could switch. Obviously, Ole Miss is not going to be loaded with that, but you're getting where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Guys of like, right, like that can go. Although he did say they probably wouldn't switch a lot. They would stick with the person guarding, but could do more of that than when you had Sharp and when you had Cisse last year.
What I like is that everyone he signed averaged in double figures last year scoring. And in the previous two classes, we had defensive player of the year that couldn't score if they were right up under the goal.
especially Carvitz last year, where they had like five portal defensive conference player of the year. Guys. Yeah. And then last year, obviously with Sharp and CeCe, they were kind of that way as well. So,
that's not going to get it anymore. You got to score 75, 80 points to be a team that people respect.
Yeah, Alabama and UConn model, right? I mean, those two programs are changing the perception of how you win college basketball games.
Yeah.
Got somebody wanting to expand on the football stuff. We're going to do that at the back end, but they're obviously excited about some of the latest commitments to football.
Yeah, everybody was really down and out about the four decommitments. I believe three came in one day and two four-star receivers. And look, Ole Miss is going to always get the receivers, so don't worry about that. The kid out of Utah, I think, went up to a five-star after the latest combine. That really grabbed everybody's attention. And then after the five-star ranking, he decommitted the next day. So, obviously, it's a portal play, an NIL play. And then the big one, though, was the Keelan Deere out of Quitman County. And I know everybody's freaking out, and the rumor is he's going to commit to Bama, and he very well may be. But in the end, I think the pieces are in place. For them to land Deere, and I've got my reasons. I'm not going to say why, but I still love Ole Miss's chances there. And then they came. But what great programs do is, they lose those four, and then they got three studs, including Cortez Thomas out of Holmes Central, the number one DB out of the state of Mississippi, and Holmes has been a MSU pipeline for the last dozen years. Literally their whole team goes there that are D1 athletes. And so Lane just said, hey, these three decommit, and we're gonna put these three studs back in there. So it's just gravy for him.
Yeah, but let me say this. commitments in June, now with NIL the way it is, they don't mean doodly. I mean, they're for fans to get excited. I don't even read them anymore. I mean, because you know, 80% of them going decommit and then recommit and then uncommit and then buy commit and, you know, pretty soon we're going to have transgender commitments.
How about the Rebel injury report at OxfordOrtho.com? What do we got?
Well, I mean, we just got news today. 247 Sports, give them credit for this, came out with the report about Revis is back on the mound. And I always wondered if the Tommy John, now they have that hybrid surgery, Gary. Hybrid is where they put a brace in place in it where non-hybrid is, you know, totally reconstructive. But he's already back on the mound, or he got cleared to start pitching again. So obviously he had the hybrid. You know, everybody else, Chucky, you know, looks like Dart is fully healthy for the first time going into the camp. Bentley is fully healthy, you said, with that. Is there anybody nicked up at all right now on the football team?
Juice Wells is running well.
Yeah, so, Juice. Yeah, what's
Princely is doing okay. But there's still a little question mark about when he'll be 100%.
Don't need him until midseason anyway.
Yeah.
We'll be back, Jake Thompson.
Well, we needed him against Wake Forest.
we've changed our mind already.
Yeah, already.
Nah, I'm telling you, watch out for that Wake Forest game.
God.
Back in a few.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody! Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. For Reach Groups, our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise, helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. They have an unparalleled level of service for their clients. They deliver the results. Locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's toll-free at 1-877-327-3735. Welcome in, Jake Thompson.
How are y'all doing tonight, guys?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Get into a countdown mode for football?
I am. You know, it's kind of been some summer doldrums. As Chuck, you and I both know, we've had to get a little creative with some stuff, but once Monday gets here in Dallas and talking season media days, it doesn't stop. It'll be Christmas in about a blink of an eye.
Yeah, July the 4th is usually when it, for me, the 5th, it just starts flying by. It's still 50-something days to the season, but it's not going to feel like that.
You know, with that August 31st game, I'm excited because that means camp might start just a couple of days earlier than normal. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Jake, what do you think the storylines are going to be? At the media days,
you know, you know, just being there on that one Monday, you know, I feel like it's going to be kind of quote unquote, you know, cliche bell of the ball, you know, for Ole Miss, all this hype, all this that, you know, that we've written, others have written nationally is what Kiffin's done. And then the talk of Ole Miss and this new college football format, I think it, you know, it'll be a good time for them to kind of wave the Ole Miss flag. And, you know, I've heard it on other shows. I think when they did the full rest of the schedule show or reaction show on SEC Network, it's in other times, this is the most positive kind of I've heard of them hype Ole Miss, like to the level of a Georgia or an Alabama program heading into a football season that it was still months away. I mean, we're talking like June, you know, when I heard this stuff. So it's a whole new world, and it shows proof of the pudding of what they've done. And obviously, you know, all the chips are in the middle, but I think, you know, the lights are going to be bright for Kiffin and company when he takes the stage Monday afternoon.
Rightfully so, I think. I mean, this is a Cracker Jack roster that they put together with the portal and the returning players. And, I mean, it was crafted meticulously as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think, you know, that Georgia game was not fun for us to watch or cover or write about after. But, you know, I think it was the knock to the head that Kiffin may have needed in Golding. And, you know, that seems to be the flashpoint for all the shift and the positive change we've seen of them attacking the portal, the massive, all the momentum kind of into fixing the defense. And you know, as Kiffin said, looking like a team during pregame warmups and just being able to compete up front with these other programs. So I think we can thank, and others can thank Georgia for this kind of shift that we've seen Ole Miss take and realizing, all right, that we don't have it yet. We still don't have it. We've done well. We got the hype of the transfer portal, but we didn't have it. Now let's go get it. And that's what they did in this offseason. And, you know, the results will be there soon enough. But I think that Georgia game last year is going to be something that this program historically looks back at as a positive.
Yancey's scared to death of Wake Forest.
Demon Deacons will get you now.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you this. You know, Paul Feinbaum and Lane have had quite a history with the whole thing that Paul did while he was at Southern Cal, and then they started, you know, kind of mending their relationship at Alabama, and has continued to mend. But Paul Feinbaum said, and you know, I mean, he trolls, and he's always trying to get people's attention to call in the show. But this is what Paul Feinbaum said about SEC, saying this is a legitimate shot to reach the playoffs this season. Paul Feinbaum said this, quote, "I would say no. Everyone in the media, Barry, we're on the older side, statesman side of it, is in love with Lane Kiffin. They think he's hilarious. I don't think he's that funny. I don't think his tweets are that interesting. And his coaching has been underwhelming at times. I'll believe they'll make the playoffs when I see it. And I haven't seen enough for me to believe it right now." You know,
he said that a month removed from a positive quote about it. I think he said it down in Destin on his show and was hyping up Ole Miss. So I think it changes with the week, the month, and whatever maybe he feels he needs to course correct and be negative. It wouldn't surprise me in the bit if he's another 180 on Monday when it's time to talk about Ole Miss and get Kiffin. And last year's, not this past spring, but last spring's, when he had Kiffin on his show during the coaches, the spring meetings at Destin, he tried that same, you know, kind of gimmick or a shtick, I call it, of bringing up the USC stuff, the Miley Cyrus thing from 10-plus years ago. And it was the first time I've seen Kiffin ready to move past that. He didn't give back. You know, there was no give and take. And Paul didn't really seem to know what to do with that this is a different Kiffin. I was like, yes, it's funny, ha-ha, but I'm moving past that. And that was the first time that I was like, oh, this might not be a buddy-buddy thing anymore. So
that's,
you know,
just that's Feinbaum, though.
People get mad at him, and that's just kind of how it goes.
That's just fine. That
I was thinking maybe Kiffin told him to say that because they needed some anti-rat poison, right? Just kind of give the rallying cry for the football team. I don't know. Maybe that's conspiracy theorists in me.
How could anybody listen to that show anyway? Melba from Melva, or what's the woman's name that calls in? Paul. Them tatters is going to be good this year.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
Jake and Chucky and Gary, you know, really the biggest concern, I think Chucky would agree with this, was defensive backs kind of going into the season. But they made some late pickups there at cornerback especially, and some of the younger guys are developing. Where do you feel the defensive backs stand, mainly to you, Chucky, and Thompson? What do you feel about the DBs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it may not be too noticeable, but I felt that, you know, just losing DeAndre Prince and then obviously Dejon Anthony, you know, those Prince as well, but both of those are going to be massive losses that, you know, I'm excited to see what Brian Brown, now the secondaries coach, kind of overseeing both corner and safeties now, what he can do and what he will do. And I know Chuck's written about that a lot as well. But I think that back end is still going to be – I'm still got question marks on the linebackers on back. I mean, I want to see – we've got some good guys coming back, but I want to see how they mix in, you know, Paul from Arkansas, and see what if our guys returning can take that next step. But, yeah, the defensive back, I think, is kind of where they need to make this August camp, well, click and work and gel. Because I think defensive line is as veteran and as solid as we've seen an Ole Miss defensive line in a while. And I think linebacker on back is where they need to really focus, you know, those 4 weeks of fall camp.
I do too, Jake. I don't disagree with you, but I think the pieces are there. They've just got to put them together like a little jigsaw puzzle. If they get them put together, I think there's plenty of talent at every position on both sides of the ball.
Chucky and Jake, you mentioned linebacker on back. What kind of impact do you think Zach Arnett is going to make there at the linebacker position? I mean, we saw what he did. Is there any defense that gave Lane the biggest fits? It was Mississippi State, let's be honest. They really bottled up Ole Miss's offense a couple of these years, and their linebackers obviously were the backbone of Zach's defense. What do you think he's going to add to that linebacker room there?
Well, I think
I think Lane knew exactly what he's was doing when he brought him over, and knew he could bring him over, you know, as an analyst, and brought a guy in that gave you fits, as you said. That Egg Bowl was kind of a sleeper. I mean, it felt like Ole Miss was in control, but that score was just kind of a sleeper score until they finally got that right look, and Dart hit pre-scoring on that open pass in the empty backfield or defensive backfield, and made, you know, got that kind of breather touchdown. But I think Kiffin knows that. Let's bring in a guy that could figure me out a little bit, so to speak, or figure out the offense enough to contain him down, you know, hold him 17 points when, you know, they weren't really being held like that a lot outside of, like, the Georgia game and maybe the Alabama game. And so I'm excited to see what Arnett's going to do. And now that they're able to be more involved on the field and instructing with this new NCAA rule they put in, I think he'll open it up more to Arnett to kind of get in Golding's ear and let them both work together whenever they need to, because now there's technically no restrictions on that.
That's a great point, Jake, and that's what I was going to bring up as well. Just the fact that now you can be hands-on and not be a full-time coach or a GA. You can be an analyst and get out on the field and coach. I think that's a tremendous advantage for having Zach Arnett. You know, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
How many coaches now are going to be on the field now that you know there's no restrictions on that?
That's what I'm
saying.
How
many analysts are we going to have? 50 coaches down there?
No, it won't be that many.
Kiffin wants all of them. I think they can have all of them. I know I'm being hyperbolic, but
I mean that is going to be a huge sideline now.
I mean, I think you'll probably see 18 to 20. I don't think they'll overkill it. But I mean, it's no worse than basketball. You look down the bench, and you got
more of them, right?
15 people down before you get to a player.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So,
and they had to add a second row on the benches now. I mean, there's so many.
Right.
Yeah. Second row
and staff trainers. So yeah, no, Chuck's right. It's just like basketball. But no, I think Kiffin knows what you know. What's working's working. I'm not going to completely flip it just to get people on the field if they've been better in the box or better back in the, you know, their offices, you know, watching stuff maybe that way. Who knows? But I think he'll add people he knows that can contribute on Saturdays, and I don't see it becoming a massive number increase on travel teams either. I think he'll take a handful, but it won't be super noticeable.
You can bet Arnett will be one of them.
No, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no, he's on that short list for sure.
And Judge, you know, the dude from the Giants, he'll be one of them.
What is he coaching? You know, I mean, what's his specialty? What's he?
He's an offensive coach.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. Princely, you know, Chuck's been reporting his injury is not really coming along as hope, but it's, you know, he's out there. Let's say he's out a few games. Where does Ole Miss set at that position, Chucky? That was already kind of a thin position to begin with. Who are some names to keep an eye on?
Well, obviously, Cam Franklin, the true freshman.
Yeah.
And then the kid they just brought in here, Hardy. Yeah. That's I know they added him for a reason.
Right.
And then you got Perkins and DJ Holmes and Jared Ivey. I don't think the cupboard's bare.
Yeah. I like the flexibility they have, Jake, there on the defensive line. You have so many guys like an Ivy, right, that can flip-flop around. Jamarius Brown, I mean, he's a solid defensive tackle, but he could play that strong side. You know, J.J. Piggies, obviously, he's flipped from end to nose guard to tackle. There's a lot of multiple guys. And Chucky, that kind of brings me to this. What do you think they're going to base defense out of? Are they going to go to 3-4, 4-2-5, 4-3? I know they're going to be multiple, but what do you expect the base to be?
I think they'll stick with what Golden did last year, 4-2-5. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people were clamoring for a four-man line, either all four down or two down, two up, but four on the line, and it worked when they needed it to work. And I'm, you know, you mentioned Perkins. I'm interested to see what they end up doing with him. We all saw that they shifted him on the position or list him as defensive end on the roster. He just hasn't, I guess, you know, gotten the size or maybe taken to what they want to be an effective linebacker. But I liked him outside. And, you know, I love what he did that first half against Alabama, that Kiffin had him as kind of the spy and just, you know, disruptive. And then they went away from it or Alabama adjusted or both. But I kind of like that Perkins might just be that Swiss Army knife, you know, that can do a little bit of everything if they can tap into that potential.
I think you will too.
He's too good an athlete to be on the bench.
No, he is. He's going. A lot of fans are worried about it, but I think he's going to have a big year. And then on the offensive side of the ball, guys, really the only question mark out of anything is, you know, running back. I mean, Quinshon was a bulk guy. We know Bentley. He can be special. Can he stay healthy is the big question mark. And they're going to try to go to the three-headed monster like they did the Kiffin's first couple years. Who are some names, Jake and Chuck, that y'all are hearing that could be, you know, you got Parrish coming back, but that third guy, who do y'all think until Diggs comes back, if he comes back?
I think Amos is I think they like him. You know, yeah. Chuck may be hearing some else, no, but Amos seems to be a name that's doing well, at least impressing in summer workouts and offseason. You know, they're not doing everything yet, but everybody seems to kind of mention his name. And, you know, well, he's got to have the horses. But I think this is a system that, you can do multiple, you know, running back by committee in a Kiffin offense. I think that's the position you can kind of get away with. As long, still got to have the guys, but I think you can do it without just the one guy.
Amos gives you a hammer, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's 235 pounds, where the other two are right at 200.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not saying he's the short yardage guy, but he's the hammer.
And then the last question I would have is, you know, does Ole Miss go into that hurry up? But they're going to be so explosive on offense. Do they want to score in a minute and a half like they did those first couple years? Or do they want to slow it down a little bit to give the defense a little breather and kind of hammer a lot with the running backs and then pop them with the receivers? How fast do you see this offense playing this year, Chucky and Jake?
I think extremely fast.
Yeah, no, I think Kiffin feels like he's building a defense that can handle having to go out there, you know, an increased amount of drives or snaps than maybe in previous years, even last year, with, you know, with who we've mentioned and just kind of the mindset of improving that defense since December, or really since November after that Georgia game. But I think, you know, also it'll be a game-by-game, you know, dictation, I'm sure, basis. But, yeah, no, if Kiffin can score in 45 seconds or 15 seconds, he's not going to say no to that. So I think he'll go as fast as they can because they've got the guys on offense to kind of score if they want to. And I really do think this offensive line is going to take a step forward. I know we all did because they just struggled at times, but I think they've got some pieces for that line to kind of give Dart the time he needs.
Jake, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Jake.
Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
Jake Thompson on the Ole Miss Spirit.
I think he's going to go real fast because he's got a lot of experienced guys, including a third-year quarterback that knows how to go fast.
I know this. Vegas started, Jackson Dart at 18, then he went to 14, 12, 10, 7, now 6 in the odds to win the Heisman. So they know something. They must think he's going. They're going to be going fast and being really explosive.
End of the program coming up next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to finish it up. First of all, we'll get into some SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know, she's worth it. Well, the SEC and Ole Miss news basically is when we do this show next week, SEC Media Days will have started in Arlington, Texas. Ole Miss and Vanderbilt among those that will be on that Monday. Maybe we'll have a little audio that we can sneak to you as well. Jackson Dart, Trey Harris, Jared Ivey are the three going down there with
Coach. Oh, boy, those are three good ones.
You could have picked 10 or 12. That's how deep and talented and experienced this team is, right? It's... Yeah.
That's three good.
It really is.
Really good in front of a microphone. Yeah.
They'll spend 3 hours from 1:45 to 4:45 talking to all kinds with Vanderbilt. They're kind of mixing and matching and going through for that full day. So maybe we'll have something for you there. That's basically the SEC and Ole Miss news. The Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment, Grove Collective. The mission is to enhance the NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes with protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Ole Miss picked up a trio commitments over the last few days. One, Cortez Thomas. We talked to him a little bit earlier from Home Central, number one DB in the state of Mississippi. Four-star receiver Samori Reed out of Monarch, Florida. He's ranked the 403rd overall player. Preston, three-star safety out of IMG, committed to Ole Miss as well. And then keep your ears open for Clemson four-star decommit Winston Watkins. He's a number 163 overall ranked player. I'm hearing good things about Ole Miss's chances to land him. Another football tidbit, Ole Miss football commitment, Mason Dunn out of Tupelo jumped from not even being ranked, Chucky, to the number 141 overall ranked player by On3Sports after they had a chance to scout the 6'3 corner at the Under Armour Combine. He made the biggest jump out of everybody. So, Mason Dunn, keep your ears out from them. That was good that Ole Miss got in there first and early. Hoops tidbits, McKenzie Mathurin, a top 50 recruit in the 25 class on the men's team, will take an official visit to Ole Miss August 2nd and 5th. And then on the women's team, Caden Magwood, is rated the 68th overall player, will be visiting Ole Miss for the season opener. Baseball, we talked about a little bit earlier. They picked up a trio of outfielders, New Orleans outfielder Mitchell Sanford. He can really slug the ball. Louisville outfielder Isaac Humphrey today. He's been there. He's batted over 320 the last 2 years. Big-time pickup right there. And I've been hoping maybe Dan McDonald could help Bianco out with the mass exodus it seems over there with the Cardinals program. Those were two big-time commitments. And then in Illinois, Ryan Moorman, 19 home runs last year. And then Illinois State shortstop Luke Ching. He's a guy that is really more of a defensive specialist. And then lastly, real quickly, some guys in the baseball draft to keep an eye on for the signees is really, again, a really, really good class at Bianco. These are all draftable players after doing some research. Slade Caldwell expected to go late first round, early second round. Owen Piano, guy out of New Jersey. He's a shortstop, big old 6'3", 6'4", 215-pound guy. His asking price is too high right now, I hear, from the league. He'll likely be at Ole Miss. Kate Townsend, a right-handed pitcher. Outfielders, Caden Lopez, Jackson Miller, third baseman Tate Sermon, second baseman Tyler Acevedo, first baseman Cooper Johnson, another third baseman Ethan Servich. So, guys, as you can see, a lot of position players highly thought of.
And with the SEC Media Days in Arlington, the Major League Baseball draft is in Fort Worth Sunday through Tuesday. So, everybody's down there all together a little bit, and we'll have a lot of information coming from that neck of the woods on next week's show. Now time for the Good, Bad, and Ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered in home and business. 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, obviously, what Yancey just went over with the baseball gaining some momentum with the three outfielders, the shortstop. And some good news coming, or we think a possibility of good news coming with some returning pitchers, namely Elliott, Rivas, Nichols, Maddox, and Spencer. So all that stuff is pretty good. The football coaches are taking some time off now, getting recharging their batteries. They keep a couple in the office at all times, but the rest of them leave for a couple weeks and, you know, just get their legs out back under them before they go into the grind. Mackenzie Long, going to the Olympics, going to Paris on the 200. She beat out Abby Steiner and Shikari Richardson, two great sprinters for that third place spot in the 200 in Paris. So really proud of that. The bad, Liam Doyle, Wes Mendez, and Andrew Fisher all went into the transfer portal after having signed new NIL contracts with the Grove Collective and assuring the coaches they were happy and coming back to Ole Miss. That's a sad result of NIL and the transfer portal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just don't even re-sign if you got any doubts. You know, that's the whole problem with this portal NIL deal right now. But it'll get resolved at some point, hopefully.
Has to, right? Because Alabama had an offensive lineman leave, go to Iowa, stay two weeks, come back to Alabama.
Yep. Yeah.
It's wild.
They need to put the time limits on how many times you can transfer and all that, like they had it before. I think that's what really screwed it up.
Well, what'll stop all the silliness is if you make them sit out a year.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Transfer, you can get your NIL, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're going to sit out a year.
Yep, playing time is always the best factor to get a player's attention.
Talk to you next week.
Hotty toddy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.